Robert Frost, March 26, 1874, to January 29, 1963, is perhaps one of the few American poets who needs no introduction. Author of many enduring and iconic poems in American letters, he continues to enrich and ennoble our literary lives. But few of us know that behind the public persona of a celebrated poet and winner of 4 Pulitzer Prizes, is a man whose life was laced with tragedy, entwined with loss, and twisted with grief. When Frost was 11, his father died of tuberculosis, leaving the family destitute, but that was only the first of many visits the deaf paid to his family over the coming years. When Frost was 26, his mother died of cancer. Then, in 1920, his younger sister Jeannie had to be committed to a mental hospital. The same happened to his daughter Irma, and his son Carol committed suicide. As mental illness ran in his family, even Frost himself, at times, feared for his own sanity. In other tragic events that followed, he also lost his son and 2 young daughters. Yet despite all this pain, and more so because of it, he was able to write the most memorable and life-giving poems we know today. One of them sprang to my mind after a recent loss of someone whose teachings have influenced my meditation and mindfulness practice for years. It's titled Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening and included in the collection New Hampshire. Recited here by Frost himself in his warm-aged voice. Please enjoy.